Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today, Friday, April 10th, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with your Friday Commission commuter update sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on Bus Route 1. Bus Route 1 experiencing delays this morning of about 20 minutes. That's due to a disabled bus. The stop at the south corner of Washington Street at Molina Cass Boulevard is no longer serving Route 8 inbound towards Kenmore. Use the stop located near the corner of the intersection near the bike path, and that affects inbound stops Washington Street at Molina Cass Boulevard on Bus Route 8. A stop change, the Boylston Street at Dartmouth bus stop, is temporarily closed through Friday, April 24th. That is due to Boston Marathon activities. The St. James Ave at Dartmouth bus stop is temporarily closed from Sunday, April 12th until Tuesday, April 21st, again for Boston Marathon activities. Bus Route 40 is detoured due to construction, skipping 136 Georgetown Place. The closest stop with service is Dedham Parkway at Georgetown Drive inbound and Georgetown Drive at Georgetown Place outbound. The stop at the corner of Washington at Molina Cass Boulevard is no longer serving Bus Route 47 outbound towards Central Square. Use the stop located at the north end, or the north corner, rather, of the intersection near the bike path, and that again affects the bus stop at Washington Street at Molina Cass Boulevard. Route 55 outbound is detoured due to sewer construction, skipping Kilmerick at Petersboro Street and Kilmerick at Queensbury Street. The closest outbound stop with service is Boylston Street at Jersey Street and Queensbury at Jersey. Route 132 is detoured through April 17th every day, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon due to construction. North Quincy, Hancock Street Garage. You'll want to use the Hancock Street for station and garage vehicular access through the end of June, and that is because of road construction. Route 216 stops along C Street between Chickabout Road and Pequot Road have been rebalanced with stop relocations and closures due to the reconstruction of C Street. And a service change, Route 225 stops at Quincy Ave at Charlesmont Ave, and Quincy Ave opposite Charlesmont Ave have moved approximately 300 feet east and have been renamed Quincy Ave at Burns Ave and Quincy Ave opposite Burns Ave. Some commuter rail updates for this Friday morning. Haverhill Train 208 from Haverhill has not departed Haverhill and is currently 20 to 30 minutes behind schedule. The weekend of April 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th, and 25th through 26th, commuter rail on the Fall River, New Bedford, the Greenbush, and the Kingston lines will originate and terminate at Braintree. Route 495, a station issue. Littleton Route 495 passengers can expect occasional traffic and detours accessing the station due to the Foster Street reconstruction work. Framingham Worcester line is being replaced by a shuttle bus between Framingham and Boston 10:50 in the evening on Friday, April 24th, and all day on Sunday, April 26th. And some elevator and escalator alerts for this Friday. Aquarium Escalator 397, first landing to State Street, is unavailable due to maintenance. Beachmont Escalator 379, Wonderland Platform, to Paid Lobby, is unavailable. Government Center Escalator 445, Copley and West, and Blue Line Platform to Street, unavailable due to maintenance. Lowell Elevator is unavailable Monday, April 8th through early June. That is due to construction. And Seven Hill Escalator 423, Platform to Paid Lobby, unavailable due to maintenance. With that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Friday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, Hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Friday, April 10th, 2026. Down to the wire for getting your taxes done there in 5 days. Anyway, okay, we have National Grid Electric today on Bayview Avenue. It's by 106 Bayview Avenue. I didn't think Bayview Avenue went that high, but that's at the Willows, okay? It crosses over to, Columbus Avenue and all that, okay? So they'll be out there. They're doing something to a pole, one of the poles over there. The Willows is going to be busy again today because D&D Power is going to be back over there still. And Aspen Tree is back at the Willows doing their tricks with the saws and everything else, the chainsaws for dealing with trees. Okay, so they'll be in the mix and that's what's happening there today. So there's going to be a lot of activity at the Willows. Just keep that in mind because, this is Friday and the weekend's here, and there's a good chance that some of you will be going to the Willows and enjoying the area there today. So just be cautious, okay? Plenty of assistance. I mean, 4 offices with D&D Power. There'll be another one with Aspen Tree and another one with the electric company. So lots of police presence over there. The street sweep will be focused on North Salem, okay? So that's all the streets off of North Street, okay? All the way from the beginning at the bottom of the overpass, okay? And all the way down to the Salem Peabody line down by Highland Street, okay? Which is the last street there. All those side streets, that's all you have to do is make sure you protect your facial area, and everything will be fine, okay? If you have safety glasses, that's good. That's even better, okay? You don't have to worry about anything. So that's street sweep today. Tesco will be working on Central Street. That is right by Red's Sandwich Shop. Okay, that's the popular breakfast spot over there and lunch spot. Okay, on Central Street. And that is right in the vicinity of Front Street, Charter Street, and Lafayette Street, that intersection there. Okay, so just use caution in that area. It's no big deal. You'll be there with a safety officer if you use that area. So that should be a pretty simple thing. And there's plenty of room so you can avoid the, dealing with the, the crews over there. Okay. Mira will again return also to the Lafayette Street spot. Okay, so that's 114, mainly 114 east. Okay, the west side has a little bit of activity on Ocean Avenue with Mira, but the main work is done on the east side of 114. You know, going out the outbound side, okay, going toward Loring Avenue, depending on what direction you're traveling. But Holly Street all the way down to Loring Ave, okay? And that is it. If you have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great weekend and enjoy. Use those audible traffic signals whenever possible. And just enjoy the weekend. Take care and looking forward to reporting back to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald for this Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Front page of today's Boston Globe. West Point's loss turns out to be Red Sox win. Connelly Early had it all planned out. An Army career just like his military family. Then baseball came calling. Also on the front page, Rollins keeps him guessing on comeback. Taking out papers may mean she'll run for her old job, or it may not. Man killed by police had mental health issues. Family details victims' struggles and calls for release of body cam footage. Big houses, big staffs, big security problems. Heist shows how many people can have access. Business looking up in downtown crossing. Trendy retailers fill long vacant spots. And First Lady denies any ties to Epstein in a press conference yesterday at the White House. Front page of the Boston Herald for this Friday, only in mass. Rollins retribution train wreck leaves station. Howie Carr's column in their editorial section. The rookie, Haggins called up to bees and high-profile fight. Top lawyers join carjack case. All those stories and more come your way on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage begins at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal. 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe. 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald. 11 o'clock, the Washington Post. 12 noon, today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast, and still to come, your lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny, temperatures in the mid-60s overnight, increasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-40s, and for Saturday, sunny, beautiful, temperatures in the upper 50s. The sun rose this morning at 6:10, setting at 7:20 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Friday morning. We start with the numbers game in the midday drawing, 9799. The evening drawing, 6931. Mass cash midday drawing, 2461422. Now the evening drawing in the mass cash game, 7112032. Mega Millions, 5152333. 2, Powerball, 3, 16, 17, 42, 52, 3, Millionaire for Life, 17, 34, 45, 47, 56, and 4, and Megabucks, 5, 9, 21, 27, 37, 38.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver. Or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129 or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
Now we check in with Billy with the horoscope, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule.
Good morning. This is your horoscope for Friday, April 10th. Aries, your inner voice shares profound truths early this morning. Harness this energy by confronting fears that lead you to self-restrict or doubt your worth. You'll receive the validation you've been waiting for. believe what you hear if peers sing your praises, and recognize your ability to expand on dreams as they manifest. Seek intellectually stimulating and creative environments tonight. Sharing your vision with others will make it easier to appreciate just how talented you are. Taurus, pay extra attention to what you hear this morning. The universe sends messages your way. Enlightenment could be gained from conversations occurring around you or simple words from a stranger. If you've been struggling spiritually, address unresolved pain that has created blocks or confusion. Take charge to snap out of this daze and explore new frontiers later today. Aspirations that once felt lofty might become more realistic this evening. Hunker down to strategize your next grand plan tonight. Gemini, you're confronted with a plethora of feelings this morning, though not all will be your own. Emotional bonds intensify and create psychic cords. Remember to protect your aura when interacting with anyone who seems over-emotional or agitated. Take frequent breaks between tasks and interactions to shake off residual energy from your most recent encounter. Make plans that feel adventurous, asking you to expand your world over the weekend. Exploring unfamiliar spaces can help you tap into new communities and meet exciting people tonight. Cancer. The Capricorn moon aspects Mercury this morning, asking you to spiritually connect with your closest companions. Even if religious backgrounds vary, sharing philosophies will reveal where important crossovers are found. Identify signs of burnout and assess whether you need to make self-care a higher priority. A romantic charge permeates your community. You may feel compelled to play matchmaker, though Cupid might have plans for you as well. Expand your social reach by accepting invitations that will allow you to mingle tonight. Leo, you'll have a gift for finding solutions and bringing people together. Be mindful of where you can make a positive impact. Stepping up to handle issues others might have been too intimidated to address will earn you some serious clout. Professional opportunities or partnerships could emerge in response to your moxie. You'll have earned the right to fully unwind once evening sets in. Reflect on who you want to spend time with and what you need to find balance before making any plans. Virgo, affectionate vibes flow, conjuring themes around commitment. Unfortunately, it may be difficult to take your relationship to the next level, especially if old wounds get in the way of building trust. Open up about past experiences with the intention of looking toward the future with optimism. Transparency will make it easier to understand and resolve your own hang-ups, so your partner might do the same. Choosing to establish healthier connections will reinvigorate your faith in love tonight. Libra, you're full of good intentions this morning, but you may struggle to stay on track if loved ones have a different agenda. It's important to recognize how close companions influence your choices. If the temptation to relax with your favorite person often gets in the way of productivity and healthy decisions, now is the ideal time to make adjustments. Shift gears and embrace playful activities to shake off stressful interactions this evening. Sparks fly organically while you're having fun tonight. Scorpio, put creativity over perfection today. You'll have no shortage of brilliant ideas to pull from, but it will be difficult to execute them exactly as you'd imagined. Minor flaws could feel glaring, skewing your perspective. Ask a loved one for honest feedback, insisting they share their true opinion. Take time to rest and release stress this evening. Your editing skills improve later tonight, helping you smooth out any rough edges that plagued your work earlier in the day. Sagittarius, you'll crave stability, but it will be difficult to harmonize all facets of life. Appreciate people and situations that are consistent, but recognize what is outside of your control. A fear of being boxed in can trigger restless energy, leading you to challenge the foundations you've worked to cultivate. Though it can be helpful to shake things up every now and then, it's important to distinguish between reckless behavior and brave leaps of faith. New information may come to light and reveal the best path forward this evening. Capricorn. Balance challenging emotions by leaning into logic and activities you genuinely enjoy. If you become combative or irrational at any point today, a change of environment can help you snap out of this funk. Venting your frustrations to your best friend can also bring relief, validation, and some much-needed laughter. Celebrate the end of the week with a little treat. Indulge your inner homebody, but focus on projects that ground and cater to the imagination. Aquarius, stick with what you know. Though part of you will feel intrigued by new experiences or topics, staying focused could prove challenging. This energy is better spent exploring your imagination, enjoying slow moments, and connecting with people you don't have to impress. Instead of looking outward, appreciate the world you've built and those who add to it. The cosmic tide turn, reinforcing your sense of self and the desire to be seen. Indulge your curious side and pursue fresh adventures. And Pisces, keeping up with social demands could prove challenging. An influx of messages and needy peers threatens to take you out of the moment. Handle important business before moving on to pleasantries, and politely excuse yourself from anyone who attempts to monopolize your time. Juicy gossip will be impossible to resist, but you'll benefit from bonding with friends over spilled tea. Just be mindful to guard the secrets of others tonight. Decompress in solitude with a hands-on creative project. And on this day in 1815, the most powerful volcanic eruption in human history begins in earnest when Indonesia's Tambora volcano sends ash 20 miles into the atmosphere and boiling liquefied rock starts streaming down its slopes. Its cacophony of explosions could be heard hundreds of miles away, and within hours, nearby villages ceased to exist. Forests were incinerated, and massive lava flows plowed into the sea, redrawing maps of the island. The volcano, which had begun rumbling on April 5th, killed almost 100,000 people directly and far more indirectly. The eruption was the largest ever recorded, and its effects were noted throughout the world. Tambora is located on Sumbawa Island on the eastern end of the Indonesian archipelago. There had been no signs of volcanic activity there for thousands of years prior to the 1815 eruption. And in the morning science update, a well-known 300-million-year-old fossil, once believed to be the oldest octopus ever discovered, has been reclassified after new analysis revealed it is something entirely different. The specimen had even earned a place in the Guinness Book of Records, But scientists now say that distinction was based on a misinterpretation. The confusion traces back to events that happened long before the fossil formed. As the animal decayed hundreds of millions of years ago, its body changed in ways that later made it resemble an octopus when preserved in rock. Researchers used cutting-edge synchrotron imaging to examine the inside of the fossil in detail. The powerful technique allowed them to detect tiny structures that cannot be seen with the naked eye. Inside the rock, they found small tooth-like features that changed everything. The fossil, known as Posipia mazonensis, is not an octopus. Instead, it belongs to a group related to modern nautilus, marine animals that have multiple tentacles and a distinctive external shell. The findings, published just this week in Proceedings of the Royal Society B, resolve a long-standing mystery about octopus evolution that has puzzled scientists for decades. The discovery also provides the earliest known example of preserved soft tissue from a nautiloid and removes the fossil status as the oldest octopus from the record books. And coming up on the schedule today, at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise, 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette, 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, 3 o'clock, the Metro West News, 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item, 4 o'clock, the Salem News, 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times, 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport, 5:30, Providence Journal. 6 o'clock is Shopper's Guides from Stop and Shop, Roach Brothers and Shaw's. 7 o'clock, Shopper's Guides from Market Basket, Big Y and Whole Foods. 8 o'clock, AP News. 9 o'clock, The Book Hour. 10 o'clock, USA Today. And at 11 o'clock, Newsmax.